Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And the other major story coming out of Washington, in addition to the fight over the debt limit, which we talked about in the first hour, is the issue of the infrastructure bill. Where is it? Which infrastructure bill am I even talking about? Because there are two of them. One of them is called the so-called hard infrastructure. Hard infrastructure that would repair and build roads, bridges, airports, water systems, put rural broadband in the United States, be like rural electrification in the 30s under Roosevelt, absolutely essential. Increasingly, both from an educational point of view and a business point of view, when rural Wisconsin is deprived of high-speed internet, they are continuing to be at a disadvantage. And you know, when it comes to water systems, everybody goes, oh, well, water systems. Well, yeah, water systems. Just now they announced in Benton Harbor, Michigan, right across the lake, Benton Harbor, Michigan, they are now being told to use bottled water. Something like 5,000 cases have been shipped in, another 15,000 coming in free. You are going to use bottled water. So far, they say that you can bathe in tap water. You can cook in tap water, but you can only drink bottled water. How about when you brush your teeth? What if you swallow a little bit of it? You know, when I was a kid, for almost 2 years, year and a half, we lived in Mexico City. Dad was doing some research down there. He was a professor at UWM, ultimately. And he, you couldn't drink the water. You drink the water and you'd be deathly sick. In 1997, I was asked to go with a group to Moscow, Russia, and St. Petersburg, Russia, with a delegation from the Justice Department and give talks on our democracy, on our criminal justice system, on our civil justice system. That was in the 10-year window of the thaw. Boris Yeltsin was the head of the country. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last communist, had the presence of mind to get rid of communism. So for 10 years, from roughly 1990 to roughly 2000, we go over there. We were welcome. Very nice people. I enjoyed it. You couldn't drink the water. If you drink the water in Moscow, they'd carry out in a pine box. And I'm a little exaggerating. They drink it, but somehow they've developed immunities. You take an awful lot for granted when you say, I can drink the tap water. That's the difference to the United States and everywhere else in the world, okay? And increasingly, with what the Republicans are doing to the environment, that's no longer going to be the case. In Michigan, you know, forget Flint, Michigan. This is Benton Harbor, Michigan. They are drinking bottled water in Marinette County in Wisconsin. Do you know that? They're drinking it in Kewaunee County. Do you know that? Forever chemicals have leached from Marinette into Green Bay, which means they're in the Great Lakes. There are forever chemicals in Milwaukee County because the use of fire retardant foam at the airport leaked into Lake Michigan. There are forever chemicals in Dane County. Everybody's environmentalist. I am too. What are you doing about that? If you take a look at the streams and rivers, lakes in Dane County, there are advisories on how many fish you can eat. There are advisories. Some of you can eat like one a week and one a month. You know, if you have any kind of immune problem or you have kids, I mean, why are you going to let them eat any fish? They go, you can eat a fish a week. Well, how do you know? You can eat one a month. Well, hey, wait a minute. It's just a little of cancer in you. There are forever chemicals in La Crosse, in Rhinelander, in Eau Claire, all around the state. Anyway, part of that money will be to clean up our water systems. Now, the problem is the impasse, and you know it. The progressives won't vote for that unless the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure bill passes the Senate. And Biden has already beaten on Sinema and Manchin. And Manchin will deal. Sinema says she won't. I think she'll cave ultimately. But here's the latest update. Manchin just announced he won't move off of $1.5 trillion for the soft infrastructure. Soft infrastructure is for childcare, tuition, Medicare, Medicaid. It's important. It's all good. It's all good. Manchin will only do $1.5 trillion. Biden announced after he talked to everybody, he thinks the range should be between 1.9 and 2.2. That's still about 2.2 would be, you know, two thirds of what he needed. Some things would have to be delayed. 1.9 would be a bit of a haircut. Manchin won't go above 1.5. Manchin won't go 1.5. And Sinema has been hiding around and sneaking around. And the so-called progressives haven't doing us any favor by going into restrooms and taking pictures of her going into stalls and smoothing her skirts. They should have been arrested for disorderly conduct. You do not take a camera into a bathroom, okay? Period. End of story. It is worse than a crime. It is a blunder. Because what it will do, it envenoms her, and we're never going to get her vote. Right now, Biden and Manchin working on her might squeeze a vote out of her. They might squeeze a vote out of her. She was one of the Democratic negotiators that got 19 Republicans to vote for the hard infrastructure. I don't know if you knew that. 69 votes had passed, all 50 Democrats and 19 Republicans. The progressives should stop screwing around and they should vote for the hard infrastructure. Always take the winning trick. That's an old adage in bridge. Always take the winning trick. Do not be sitting around the table going, well, I can squeeze this one and, you know, I can do this and maybe I'll get two or three tricks. And hey, wait a minute. I lost the game. I didn't take the winning trick in time. All right. The only exception is if you have the ace of Trump. All right. Well, you can get that anytime. Don't get too crafty. Take the winning trick. Vote for the hard infrastructure. Get it in the bank. Get it in the bank. As long as Schumer is majority leader, as long as Pelosi is speaker, because you never know what's going to happen in the 2022 elections. You never know what's going to happen with the health of senators, including Democratic senators who have Republican governors who could appoint a Republican successor. And then Moscow Mitch would become the majority leader immediately. So there you have it. Manchin says he'll do 1.5. Sinema says she'll do nothing. Biden says come down to 2.2, 1.9 to 2.2. Even Pramila Jayapal from Seattle, the head of the Progressive Caucus, has said she come down to the low twos. She said 2.5. So we're between 1.5 of Manchin, 2.5 of the progressives. Halfway is 2.0. Seems like a fairly reasonable thing. Biden said 1.9 to 2.2. This is how sausage is made. It's extremely unpleasant. Sausage is extremely tasty. Very fond of sausage. Very fond of bratwurst. And frankly, I'm very fond of lamb sausage. I've said that before. I'm getting hungry. If you've ever had a good lamb sausage, that's a very, very fine sausage. But all the rest, Polish, Italian, chorizos, they're all excellent. But it's nasty the way they are made. Extremely nasty the way they're made. So what's going to happen with this? Well, first of all, we got to resolve the debt limit. We talked about that exhaustively in the first hour. But secondly, we got to pass this thing. We got to pass both of them. We got to come on a number where the progressives will vote for it. Right now, the progressives in the House are not alone. All the Democrats will vote for the $3.5 trillion practically. The progressives are insisting that it passed the Senate too, before they do anything. And Sinema has said no, and they run in and they take pictures of her in the bathroom and call her names. And AOC is insulting Manchin in his home state. Shut up. Shut up. You people are trivial. You're flies on the wall. I've had enough of you. I really have had enough of you. Really have had enough of you. Pass this stuff and let's get going. Let us get going. We're going to break. The lines are still open. By the way, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.